Okay, well, welcome to Bonded by Bravo. I am Amy and I am joined with my incredible host Jenna. Again, we've had
Hello.
today another
Another one.
one.
Yay.
Yay, we're gonna figure this out. Podcasting, again, not as easy as it looks. I think we mentioned last time, not technical people. But I feel like despite all of the podcast fun, editing, blah, blah, blah stuff, we have a lot to talk about this week.
We do.
Yeah. So where do we start? You want to jump in? I feel like there's so much from this last episode that we really need to cover. So I'll hand it over to you with our opening scene.
Okay, cool. So we start with the plan.
And this is what
So, go ahead.
we were talking before, I think, in our last episodes as to when do we think the editing starts? Obviously, it starts this is where it starts. This is where the editing starts. That whole fast forward rewind, this is where it starts.
I think it was even last week.
Really?
I don't know, kinda.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was. I do. I think I wish they would tell us like
Right.
when the recording, like I would kill for a timestamp on all of these and I want to know pre-edit. But I think last week was the first episode because it really did start to set us up.
See, and that's true because I wonder what were they seeing? The For me, you could tell the editing with the whole rewind with Lala, but also there is no way that Ken Todd.
Very LVP, like circa Housewives. I'm thinking Brandy, but I think that so apparently the producers were following because Andy Cohen asked them, like I think just this week on his radio show, how did you guys like I like looking at the episodes, like how did you guys not know?
Right.
And they said that they basically were just following Ariana's lead. Like she,
He had no,
they must have
yeah.
sort of did like have that sort of like, you're going out. I want to stay at home. And kind of like
No, yep.
Raquel's both of our friends. I trust you. And producers sort of just were like, yeah, I mean, if this is normal, this is normal.
Right. I think so. For me, the first scenes where they're going to Raquel's glamping
Yeah.
birthday. There were so many things running through my head. Like, how could you be in this car with like the four of them? Why didn't you go in Sheena's car? Why, like, what type of person would sit in the car?
Well, part of it, I mean, is Schwartz was in that car. I think that that
Mm,
was
they're
continuing
playing
sort
that
of
up.
the charade.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was definitely part of it. I also think I know that they arrived together, but it does seem like Sheena and Brock were a little bit on their own schedule
Right,
because of
right,
the
right.
baby.
Yeah, I
So I
saw
think that,
that. Yeah.
like, just logistically. And then, of course, there could have been a nudge from producers, although I don't think they needed it. But I think that this was set up the
Right.
way it was for a reason.
I just wonder what would this episode have looked like if this wasn't the storyline? Or like if we didn't know about Scandoval, what would this episode actually be? Them glamping for Raquel's birthday, Raquel crying a little bit.
It would have been, she would have got the hero cut.
It's insane. It's
Yeah.
insane. And now instead what's happening is they're zooming in on these moments of friendship between Raquel and Ariana, and they are
Yeah.
finding all of these disgusting nuggets of Ariana praising Raquel for being loyal, and that whole scene with Tom Sandoval jumping around the fire pit, like, slow your roll, homeboy.
Yeah. Even, yeah, the way that he got really excited just about anything Raquel related. He really dropped the ball though when he, the way the, I think his first big trip up was him lying about the whole thing because if it was so innocent, why would they have? And it was like, and also I did want to touch on this actually for sure. So when they're sitting around at the glamping thing, there's this part where you can tell Ariana does not want to like give into the weirdness of the situation. And she's sitting there saying, like, yeah, like we always do, like every time after a
Yes.
show, like it's not weird. It's
When she
not
was talking to
weird.
Sheena.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, you could tell kind of by the tone of your voice and kind of your body language that you're either not aware of this yet. And maybe you don't really care and you do trust the situation, but I do think she was in the dark that she stayed the night at this moment.
I
think it came up after that. I bet they went to bed and Ariana was like, oh, I didn't realize she slept over that night. I thought you said that she went home, and I bet it was a conversation between her and Tom, but I don't think she knew before that moment.
Those scenes, oh my God, it's true, because I don't think she... I don't know if I believe that or not. I also think that Ariana is the chick that would have been cool with Raquel sleeping over and her being out of town. Whereas I would not be cool with that in any way, shape, or form. I don't give a shit who you are. Like, that would never fly for me.
I am not like that. I mean, because like, if I wasn't here and like Caitlin slept over, I just wouldn't think that would be too weird. I mean, same with Kelsey even, but Caitlin's like hot as fuck, and I just would I wouldn't think anything was weird about it, unless
I guess when you're saying it that way too, when you think it's one of your best friends, I feel like there's lines. I don't know.
Is that if we were like out and then Kyle was like, it like didn't, if he didn't tell me ahead of time and then all of a sudden it kind of came out in like a group setting, then like I'm kind of like, well, all right, well, there's the line. We just crossed it.
You would be fine with one of your friends sleeping over at your apartment with your boyfriend while you weren't there? Okay. That's wild. No, not in this household. Don't come over here. Leave it. Take an Uber. Figure it out.
I think it's just like the nature of our relationships. I don't know. I mean, I also just really trust both of them, but I guess
I could not disagree more. And I think like, I don't want to say that that's biting Ariana in the ass, but there's so many things that Ariana said this week where you just were like, no, she's such a good person that she sees the best in people. And watching that come around, like, I just want to hug her because it feels so, it makes me so sad for her.
Well, speaking of confessionals, Raquel's were something to watch. I would say maybe some of the cringiest TV I've ever watched.
There were so many, like, of hers. The moment that really, in the very beginning, when they were around the campfire, and Ariana's comforting Raquel about whatever, when Raquel's creepy crying, and Ariana's like, no, you're such a good person. And then, like, you see Sandoval in the corner, like, smiling. I'm like, what sick moment of fantasy is this for you?
I also am curious, again, with the timestamps, like, where are we in the time of the affair when the confessionals are shot? Right. Because, like, if they're all in on this affair at that point and they're still doing these confessionals like that, I mean, Sandoval, not so much. He wasn't hiding anything. I mean, he was so obvious, like, the smile. I think it was, like, his confessional at the end of the last episode when they ask him, like, have you basically asking anything about he and Raquel, and he was like, no, that would be like me and Katie, and he's just grinning from ear to ear. So his telling everything, but Raquel's were something
where she says, I have the quote here,
and how important these relationships mean to her.
Mm-hmm. And this is definitely after the fact, like you said, confessionals are being recorded a month or so. Like,
okay,
it might not have been, maybe a few months, but it definitely wasn't, like, I don't know if it was after Scandal was out, but still, like, she's still screwing Ariana, and like, you're saying that this is your forever friends. Really bizarre. Like, I was screaming at my TV.
What did we think of Raquel going into the tasting an hour and a half late and telling LVP that she slept at Sandoval's? Also, the way that she says his name has changed. I know this is like a really small thing, but I've kind of noticed that she says it with a little, like, not ownership, but kind of the way that I would say Kyle's name. Like, I don't know.
an inflection of like, I like this person. Oh. Her fumbling over her words while side by side, they having a shot of Tom Sandoval fumbling over his words, telling LVP, yes, was like the cringiest thing. And again, what would we be thinking about this if we didn't know what we knew now? Like, what would we really be thinking? I don't know if I would think that Raquel was conniving. I want to say smart enough to be doing this if I didn't already know. I would be like, I don't think I would second guess it. If I didn't know what I know now, I don't even know if that would be in the season.
I think that I would, what I think is that we would think that she was care too much about her relationships with that specific crew, because that really plays a role into her longevity on the show.
Yeah.
And also I think that they are like, I think that she thinks that they are so cool.
Oh yeah.
Like totally in with LA and just like very cool. Like I am shocked that she kind of blew that all up, because I felt that that really mattered to her. And this season could have really gone differently, because Lala and Katie could have really looked like the bad guys.
It's true. And Lala even said, she said on a podcast, she said, if you would have kept this the way that it would have been going, Raquel would have came out as the hero at the end of the season.
100%.
Absolutely. And now, to your point, like, she's blowing up these friendships, which she's that, she's like trying to get in with the cool people, and now she's in with them. And that's what I think I would have I think I would have believed the Tom Schwartz story a little more. I think I would have been like, oh, what's really going on with her and Schwartz? I don't think I would have even batted an eye thinking about Sandoval.
Yeah,
it's weird, it's crazy to think that that's what. Yeah, that whole, like, Lisa Vanderpump calling them both out, and Charlie's there like, oh, you stayed there by yourself. Oh, okay. Like,
did she say something? I didn't even notice that Charlie said anything.
She it was odd what she said, because she didn't say much, but she was trying to, like, be on Raquel's side, but also, like, what the frick is going on here? What is going on? Yeah. The scene with Lala and James talking about where Lala is like, something's going on. Something's going on. This is not right. Lala saying the last time that Tom talked about someone like this with this much like defending her and
enthusiasm.
Exactly. Was Ariana. And
yeah,
it's wild to me if Lala didn't know then. And she said that she thought something was going on, and mark her words. But I don't know if anyone thought to like this extent. Even James in that conversation was like, well, if that's really happening, then like, he didn't seem too worried about it.
Yeah. On Dumois, on her podcast, she said that, I'm pretty sure she said on her podcast, or maybe she posted it, that she knew, or she had people writing in months before the affair was leaked or whatever, like, came to the public, of cast members. She didn't say which cast members that actually knew. And there was also apparently stuff on Reddit, and Katie's pretty big on Reddit. I mean, I don't know. Like, this is all hearsay and allegedly. But it seems like, it was like, and I think they're even kind of saying it in the episodes, like, it's almost like they knew, but just also couldn't believe it.
Speculation, like, everyone's too close here. Everyone's too close to comfort. Everyone's doing things a little too closely, moving a little too closely. I know Ariana trusts him, but like, I just, this is not what I would agree with in my own relationship. Like,
no
new friends, no new friends that are females. I'm sorry. Like,
she makes a comment too at one point saying, like, I think she says, why? Oh, maybe it's in the trailer, but she's like, why do we always have to have people at our house?
Right.
And I guess that I had heard that previously too, that is like definitely something that was probably a point of contention as well. Mm-hmm. Just like the people in the house all the time. So, I mean, I just really don't think that like Tom and Ariana were in the best space, but
yeah,
still.
It's, and I think it's obvious, like, but he's also, what you see in these last few episodes is him placing doubt in those around him about the relationship, like him putting these little nuggets here and there so that he can come out of this at the end, like, oh, you know, things weren't going well. Our Lala said on a podcast, like, I think Tom was going to wait until all this was over.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't think it was going to happen now. I thought they were going to break up. He would hook up with her and then it would be like, you know, we fell in love because we were friends.
Yeah. I think I heard this too.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tom though, how about the fake, I just couldn't not mention this. Did you see the fake crying scene about Ariana's grandmother sitting at that picnic table? Just like, don't do that. Don't like, do that.
How many times have you practiced that in acting class?
He wiped his eyes and there were no tears.
But that's him. He will take anyone's.
You have to watch. I don't know if you like really.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He wiped his tears. There were no tears.
And he was like red in the face. And it just reminded me of actors in acting class. And like, okay, cry. And you're like, it's like you're taking a shit. And you're like.
It was weird.
It was like he was pushing them out. And
it was weird.
He needed to take attention away from that to be like, yeah, this affects me.
The wiping of the hand. I was like, stop. this is too much even for you.
It's screaming at my TV. And again, I'll bring this up again another week. But why is Christina Kelly and her lemon scrub on my TV?
I don't know. I really think that I think it's just honestly they needed. I mean, I guess I don't know because Katie did have Lala. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. And the scene with the three of them, Lala, Katie, and Christina, it's like, I love Lala's give them Lala beauty. Awesome. The three of them though together are these like yawn scenes. Like, okay, I can't wait until there are men brought into this group.
New men. Christina Kelly's not coming back next season. Obviously. I mean,
thank you, baby. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus. We get it. There's some lemon scrubs. There's some lip balms.
Yeah.
I just, that whole thing, I'm like, okay, can we get to the, and I guess that's what it is for her, you know, like she's getting money off.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised I'm surprised that Bravo was down, to be honest. Cause like, I'm sure she's down to take the paycheck.
Yeah. I think, you know, I keep thinking about what you said last week where I'm like, yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. They needed someone to film with Katie,
yeah,
who was like a neutral party since she's not really friends with anyone anymore.
Yeah, I didn't mind that. I like kind of thought I enjoyed Lala quite a bit this episode. Same. I feel like I'm always on a roller coaster with her because she can be such a pit bull sometimes.
Oh,
and but she's sitting in her confessional and she's like, I'm like, what did she say? She's like, I'm really fucking proud of all my friends right now. And I was like, I like that. I like that you said that. And I like the robe situation when they're all like supporting each other and they're really recognizing like, look at us, like women supporting women. I just really like that moment.
Of course you do. Huh? I said, of course you do. You love.
I liked it.
Moment. And for me, I'm like, could have cut that scene. Could have cut that for
Oh
me.
My God, I loved it. My California soft heart loved
it. I'm sure it was, especially when there was like lip balm and like the desert and like
I loved robe. It. You should hear when Caitlin and I get together. We just like amp each other up and we're like, I love you so much.
What? You tell your friends you love them?
Oh my God, me and Caitlin could go days and days and days. What?
You're just throwing it around to those California friends. It took me years to get an I love you out of you. Years.
And yeah, because if I would have given it out to you in the beginning, you would have headed for the hills.
Okay, so that's fair. It is something in my older age that I have reflected on and I'm working on receiving as well as hugs.
Okay, great. You let me know when you're ready and I'll love Bobby.
I didn't know you were throwing I love you out to California friends, but okay. Okay.
We're out here just
loving
sending out. Okay. Loving on each other.
Okay. Well, speaking of love, I know I'm going to say it again, but I am so shipping Lala and James, not necessarily as a relationship, but their friendship to me, just that scene was cute and all, but like, I love how she calls him Jameson. I love how they seem like they've come to a better place. I love that they're like back on. To me, there doesn't seem like there's anything like inappropriate. Like they're just there like supporting each other.
And I think that they're really good friends on and off screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely get that vibe.
And I think that she is super stoked for him. I think mm-hmm. that he's super stoked for her. Yeah, I'm really into that friendship just all around. I mean, if you think about it, they kind of like came up together.
Right. Yeah, they started, right?
Yeah. I don't get to talk about this. Like, this is going back to the glamping. Okay. I know we're all over a little bit, but so the Schwartz inviting Raquel to the fucking to the thing. I did, like, he literally invited her and then uninvited her to Christina Kelly's thing. What did, like, how did you feel about that?
Oh, well, one, could you imagine Schwartz being your boyfriend?
No,
I'm like dumb as a freaking doornail.
I don't even think, I mean, from what I've heard, like, he's actually like kind of intelligent and just really plays this part, but it's not even the I actually don't think he's done. There's certain words that articulate some things, but it's his, he's so afraid of confrontation and just really cares so much about being liked.
There we go. Okay.
That I would find him nauseous. Like, I would not be able to spend that much time with him.
That invite. And also, Raquel, why do you want to go places that you're not invited?
Also, great question.
More so, why? Invite, like, okay, fine, invite her. But, like, you just, like, this is, I just can't wrap my head around the fact that she would want to be there where she's knowing.
Sounds awkward.
She showed up to Lala's birthday, texting, like, are you guys there? I want to have a conversation. And now you want to go where Katie's, like, Katie's family is, Katie you haven't seen, and you're gonna, like, what balls that takes. And then to say hello to, I know we're not at that there, but, like, she said hello to Katie's mom. Are you crazy, girl?
I know. I just, I really, yeah, you're such a good question. Like, why would you want to be there? I mean, you're getting enough screen time, you're getting your check, like, you don't need to be at this event.
But I think it goes back to your point of, like, she'll do whatever it takes to be in with the cool kids. There's, like,
yeah, she doesn't even want to be in with that specific group of cool kids.
But she doesn't want to be left out of the party. She doesn't want to not be where the two Toms are. She needs to be, like, true. You know, or even Ariana.
That just sounds so awkward for me. Like, I don't know.
For a normal person, but I think this whole few last episodes have shown us, like, she has this, like, hidden agenda. And I don't know. I'm thinking, if this, we didn't know the story, what would we really be thinking about her?
Well, luckily we don't have to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that about Short. That inviting and uninviting was just so bizarre. That whole scene was weird. Even Ariana was kind of like, oh, can we not? Like, this is just, we're like making this weird, whatever.
There was something with Lala. And, you know, when she went to, they did like a quick turnover to Lala and her mom. And Lala says to her mom, can I talk to you about bumping pee-pees? And I was like, why do we do everyone talk to their mom about this stuff?
No, not me.
I've never, like, in my mom's head, in my head, she still thinks that I am ever virgin Amy. Like, that was so uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, if my mom and I had enough glasses of wine and it was like, it would be fine. But, like, we also, these conversations just don't come up. We're 3,000 miles away.
Right. And I just sit there and think, like, I think one time I told my mom that I was on birth control after I'd been married for, like, 4 years. And that was the extent of it. That was it. I was like, I guess I just said all the things.
Okay. That's it.
But moving on to the party with Christina Kelly's lip balms and scrubs and Phelps. Am I just being a hater? Is that what this
is? Oh, wait, real quick.
Yeah.
What was Ariana's comment about Katie's mom? Did you catch that?
Oh, and when they went to sit down.
Yeah, what was that?
She was like, yeah, I just sometimes, I don't, part of me is like, she just, it was like, she was about to have a confrontation and she was uncomfortable and was just kind of talking nonsense.
Okay.
That's what I took it as. Cause I also was like, what is she going to say here?
I rewinded it. I was like,
did you?
Yeah, I wanted to see Katie's face.
Okay. But I didn't think Katie really took it as anything. Oh, my God. And Schwartz going up to Katie's mom, asking her what
she's drinking.
Asking Katie what she wants to drink. Like, oh, I got you this. And Katie's mom being like, thanks.
Yeah.
Shorts, no. Knock it off. And are you wearing Adidas sandals or do you have shoes on?
Yeah. Speaking of shoeless shorts, well, I guess not speaking of shoeless shorts, but, and I should shout out Danny Pellegrino for that because he cracks me up. Have you listened to his podcast?
No, but it's on my thing. My therapist also suggested that I listen.
It's so funny. I'm just like in the shower cracking up because his little comments, he's just funny. But he calls him shoeless shorts. He's always like, why is he never wearing shoes?
And if they are, they're Adidas slides. Come on. Yeah.
But I feel kind of bad even saying this, but these Raquel outfits, I just can't handle anymore. Cutouts. Like, Cider better be paying her.
I can't take any more cutouts.
And the outfits, they're like, I feel like she's about to go, like, perform in a 1999 pop music album.
But that's what these 26-year-olds are wearing. This is
why they're ugly.
I don't know. I mean, I'm gone. But this is what you're seeing on these streets.
Yeah, I don't like it. You can see, like, and when you look around the room at Christina Kelly's, like, thing at TomTom, like, everyone else is, I like all of their outfits. And then you look at Raquel's outfit, I'm like, oh my God, sweetheart, let's figure this out.
Yeah, I feel like it's just what 26-year-olds wear.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm not 26, I guess.
Thank God for that.
Or 28, whatever the heck.
Oh, yeah, okay. When I was watching that scene with Katie and Ariana, I mean, this is where the cringiest of cringe moments come up, where she talks about loving Raquel dearly and trusting her and trusting Tom.
Yeah.
Katie's line was so iconic. Like, that's going to go down in Bravo history about you trusting. Well, I can't be the only one that she's not being a good friend to. Like, that's a character flaw.
Yeah.
Watching that scene now, like you said, if we didn't know what we knew now, Katie could kind of maybe look like an asshole. And maybe we could think, yeah, Katie blowing this whole thing out of proportion. Yeah. And knowing what we know now, we're like staring at Ariana, knowing her future. It's such a weird feeling.
I know. And I actually, I mean, I got what Katie was trying to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, but I mean, I'm just saying, even about the, like, quote unquote open relationship, like, I think I understood it as
same.
They kind of do their thing. Ariana stays at home, kind of what I said earlier, like, she stays at home, he goes out. Like, there's plenty of nights where I'm like, I don't want to go out, and we'll be out till 2 a.m. and I don't care. What
she's saying is, like, they follow different rules than maybe some other folks wouldn't be comfortable, yeah, with. I think that's all Katie was saying.
Yeah.
And I think Allie misconstrued it and repeated it in a different way that makes it's like whispered out.
Well, part of the issue was, well, I mean, James is the one that said the open relationship, but I think the real issue was going to Sheena, because Sheena is already out for blood, mm-hmm, for Katie, yep, with Katie.
Yeah, of course. And Sheena definitely twisted that around. And even, yeah, in the original scene, Allie said no rules. And to, yes, me, no rules is totally different than an
open relationship. 100%.
No rules means exactly what we said. Like, they just, they don't, like, say, like, oh, we should be home at a different time or blah, blah, blah. Like, they live kind of, it is what it is. It's like,
yeah,
I guess what worked for the relationship. But yeah, I think all of that was misconstrued. When we got into Raquel and James,
that combo
conversation,
I have notes about that.
So many. Because, okay, again, James, number one man in the group. I'm obsessed with him this season. And
yeah, he really is.
He's like on my most hated list for majority of the season.
100%.
Him checking his hair out.
Oh my God, that was so
when
funny.
They sit down and she's like trying to have a full conversation. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. They really, I mean, he said it too. It was like, I just don't know, like, who you are now. Like, and he's right. I mean, I feel like we could all say that about past relationships. You just, yeah, are a totally different version at a different point in life.
For sure. I think, to me, that conversation, there's been a lot of times where, since all of this finding out about Scandoval, where I'm like, I don't know if Raquel has it all going on upstairs, and like maybe she's got a few screws loose. But to me, watching this conversation with her ex-boyfriend and her saying like, how could you regret that? How could you say this? How could you say that you didn't love me? Like, you really regret that? To me, it made me see a side of her of like, oh, she left, like, it made me look at her differently in a way of like, she knows what she's doing. She fully understands this relationship and understands like what happened. And then James comes in and in his confessional says, of course I regret Rachella. It was a great proposal and I wasted it on her.
And wait, when you say you think of her like differently, in what do you mean? Like better, worse, neither?
I think she's smarter than I think she is.
Mm.
Like, I, in that relationship with James, just kind of saw her as like a little doe-eyed deer, like, yeah, mm-hmm. like just follower, just holding on to him for dear life. And her calling him out and saying these things like, how could you regret this? I don't know why it made me. I've had this misconception of her, like she didn't really know what was going on. She didn't really care about them breaking up and things mm. like that. And I feel like it changed that, like seeing her have a relationship talk with someone.
Yeah.
That she actually had a real relationship where it's not this like surface level stuff. I feel like gave more depth to her that I didn't think she had before. Not in a good way or a bad way, just yeah. in general depth.
I kind of like forget, I don't know, like in some ways I like I obviously know they dated right. but I can't get this version of Raquel out of my head and like right. think about right. like I remember when she was at, it was like Pride and they were at Sir, she wasn't working there but everyone oh, was yeah. coming up to her telling them oh, about yeah. like James hooking up with someone else and just like I guess that's like the other version that I'm that's the only one I can kind of like remember back. And I'm mm-hmm. like, wow, we have that's so far. Like that just seems like a totally different lifetime.
And she also seemed like, I mean, that again was like, you're not going to believe this. You think this girl took a picture of being in bed with your boyfriend just to what, for what? Like, why would this girl waste her time to come up to you? But again,
this all goes back to really wanting to be part of that group though.
Yep. And like, was she just looking past it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That scene though, and then James saying like, of course I don't regret Rachella. It was a great proposal and I wasted it on you in his confessional. Like I cannot, this snarky comments that he's making is just sending me every single time.
And every time I see James, like, I mean, I hope I don't eat my words one day, but cause with these Bravo like cast members on all those shows, I feel like it could change.
In the blink of an eye.
But I just am like, I keep thinking about him having that festival and opening for Cascada. I'm just like stoked for him.
This is the second week you brought that up.
Huh? I just am like happy for him. I'm like, good, you did it. You did it.
You're so excited for him.
I am.
You love him.
I really do. He's really grown. I just think he's so funny too. And when he's talking, that conversation that he has with Lala, and he like, he kind of like does this weird look and he's kind of like, that'd be crazy. And he just like the way he says it, I'm like, damn, you're kind of hot.
Okay. We've gone too far off the deep end. Have you been drinking?
What?
Have you been drinking or is this your skinny white boy era?
No. It's Wait, he's not even that skinny. He's kind of looking buff.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're losing it. Uh-oh. Jenna's entering the James Kennedy era. Okay.
Oh my God. I think he's probably too young for me, but I don't know. I don't even know his age.
Well, you can always go younger.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
I don't know. He's doing it for me.
Wild.
But yeah, this was a good episode. I feel like we're ready to really get into the nitty gritty. I do want to chat a little bit about the trailer, the release and then the trailer that is for next week.
Before we chat about the trailer, I think the last scene before the end is so pivotal in what we're going to see over the next few weeks, where Ariana is sticking up for Tom, calls Lala.
Oh my God, yeah, this scene.
And Lala and her are talking and she's like, I'm not going to do this, because you could tell that Lala was about to play Ariana, and Ariana's like, I'm not going to do this. So she come over, and as she had every intention in that conversation of sticking up for Tom and finding and saying, like, this is what Tom said, this is how we stand behind each other. And as they're having that conversations, we're watching Tom's lies unfold in front of him. And I even looked at Lala, and you could see Lala getting uncomfortable. Like, Lala backed down at one point when she said, you know, Jason, I saw Jason, like, he was right there ready to drive you.
I know, that was really wild.
To me, looking at Lala's face, I was like, whoa, like she felt uncomfortable, and Ariana was still ready to go to bat for her guy.
I know. That was really kind of sad to watch.
It was.
We already knew about that. I think Jax had mentioned that, I think, on Watch What Happens Live, that whole thing. I mean, the lie that he told, he was so busted.
And it was all over his face.
Oh, my God. And he was like, well, I just... And also, like, even if she did want to be alone, I want to be alone with you in my house in a different room.
How could... If your grand... Like, if your grandparent
died... Also, I don't want to be alone. Like, don't do that. Don't play
no.
that.
No. And but that's just him gaslighting her in every other way. Like, oh, I thought you would want to be by yourself. But you told her that you couldn't get a ride home. And she asked you to come home to be with her. And now you're now you're backtracking and saying, like, oh, just you're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
The last thing of her saying is, like, you make me look like an idiot. And then her confessional, like, I ride or die, like, she rides or dies for him. And it's like, what a great.
Yeah, that was such a bummer to watch.
Yeah. And like you said, into the trailer.
Yeah.
Let's
do, okay, so the trailer for next week looks crazy. We'll get to the finale trailer in a second, that whole situation. But again, back to, like, Raquel being this, I don't even know what version, but she goes up and talks to Katie, like, stop,
and then is surprised when Katie lashes out at her,
and then Schwartz is like trying to defend her, like, just both of you stop, like, why do you even keep putting yourselves in the position? You can all three be there, coexist amongst each other, and let Katie just enjoy herself at her friend's event.
And
Tom, why does Raquel have to do that? I just don't get it. Like, you're already doing a bunch of shady shit behind the scene. Like, I just don't understand why you have to keep putting yourself in these positions. And, like, just leave Katie alone.
And Tom saying...
You don't even like Schwartz. I'm sorry.
No, but Tom even saying she's trying to apologize to you. Like...
Shut up, Tom. What?
And Katie saying, I don't need an apology from her. Like,
no.
She's not my girl. I'm good. I don't need an apology for her. Like, beat it. Get out of my face. Stop talking to me. I'm not interested.
It's fucking weird. It's just weird. So, like, weird. That she even wants to have that conversation with Katie. Like, if I were Katie, I'd be like, I mean, I understand she definitely hit, like, a breaking point, but it is kind of like, yo, like, we're good. Just, like, fuck off.
Beat
like,
it.
Go somewhere else. Go drink your drink over there. I'm going to have mine over here. We don't need to do this. Like, we don't have a friendship now, and we won't moving forward. It's fine.
And then, Raquel, like, again, I think this goes back to your point, like, wanting to get in with the group, wanting to be cool with everyone. Well, guess what? Right. And guess what, darling? But, like, every time you see her in these trailers, her apologizing, it's like a apology, but in I'm sorry.
She
but
sucks.
I'm
she sorry. Just sucks. I don't like. I, she just sucks, honestly.
Yeah, I'm excited for next week, and then I think the week after that is the season finale trailer, which is what we saw leaked.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Holy... Someone's in trouble at Bravo. That's for sure.
but holy crap! What a trailer! I want two finales.
Oh my god, she's not. Oh my god, that'd be so good. But that scene when Raquel is smiling,
I
can't.
And everybody says, like, how come she's the only one smiling? How come she's the only one smiling? I can't get over Ariana saying, "I don't give a shit about your friendship with Raquel," and then Tom Sandoval has the balls to say, like, yell back.
Oh.
Like, it is real. You know everything. Like, yeah, right. She probably still doesn't know everything.
I have a lot of thoughts and, like, theories on Sandoval. And, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people who watch this, like, share them. But he, like, not familiar, but I find him at this point to be really predictable.
Mm. Yeah.
Like his behavior, like he's really living, he thinks he is the main guy mm-hmm. of the group, and that's the life that he lives.
Mm-hmm. And
he operates that way. And I don't know, there's something I put my finger on it, what the right word,
just don't find
anything he does to be like shocking. Like him yelling back right. at Ariana, that to me feels so, yeah, of course.
Because he thinks that he does no wrong. This is like such him going on and on. He's going to defend this. He's going to defend this and why it happened and how it happened. He will defend this to his grave. He will defend this to his grave.
And you know what I'm actually like really excited to see? Obviously, you know, the conversations between like Ariana and Sandoval. I want to see the conversation between Schwartz and Sandoval as well.
Oh, when they showed that trailer, I was...
Because they put a lot on the line for that bar.
But that's such bullshit. Schwartz, in that whole fucking few seconds, he knew. He knew at that point. He knew about...
No, totally. I need to know more about... Like, I want to know what that really... I don't know if we're going to get it because it's not really part of, like, the show in terms of the guys that they work with, like, that guy that they work with at Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah.
But I really would like to see the behind the scenes of like what went down in that week.
I wonder if we'll see it in the final episode.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, maybe they'll bring it up even at the reunion.
I'm sure they will. They have to.
Yeah.
I mean, they were even so Tom.
Because they got their, they should Yelp shut down their Yelp, like their page.
Yeah. It reminded me of that time we had to turn the phone off the hook at the one place.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Shout out Charlie Sheen. we'll circle back to that in a later episode.
Yeah, we should cover that. There was just something on whatever, we'll talk about that. Shout out Charlie Sheen. I do want to, like, I think that they'll have to cover this. Like, even Tom Sandoval was doing the Tom and the most whatever extras, and they were in Island last night, and they were doing 2-for-1 tickets yesterday.
Oh, because of the photos
he's
today,
not selling out. Apparently, he's not selling out. So I'm like, you know what, karma's a fucking bitch.
Wait, but did you see the photos
of him there?
It was of the theater. It was empty.
No, send those to me. I need to see those.
I think it was on page 6.
Let me see.
I've recently started following them on Instagram, and what a mistake.
They're so good.
I know.
Well, I look forward to the next few weeks coming up. We're going to have a lot to talk about. There's going to be so much happening with the finale, the 3-part reunion.
The one-on-ones?
It's the one-on-ones.
I want to see Andy Cohen grilling the fuck out of Raquel and Sandoval.
It better be one-to-one.
It is.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
So with that, here at Bonded by Bravo, we're going to start ending our episodes each week with some fun games and some fun questions for each other. So since we are called Bonded by Bravo, we thought that each week we should do a little game where we talk, each of us will pick our favorite bonding moment of the episode. So whether that's a friendship, a relationship, something we might agree on and bond over. So with that, we're going to start our best bonding moments. Jen, you want to go first?
Yeah, mine are really like when Lala said, I'm really proud of my friends right now, of all my friends right now. It was like the conviction, the way she said it. I really felt it. Like she's proud of her friends right now. She's proud of herself. She's supporting that baby through all of this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm all here for the, I just like love female friendships.
I see that.
I do. I just think they're so... I just think they're magic.
And see, mine couldn't be. I really, really loved her, and like to see her and James' relationship and that scene with her and James, mm-hmm. and just playful they were with each other. I really loved to see that. It feels like it came full circle from how they were a few years ago. So seeing that bonding moment, I thought was cool.
Yeah.
There were so many this week. But what would your most cringe moment of this week be?
Just the whole Raquel at the glamping, Raquel's confessionals, like Either, I guess it would be a toss-up between Raquel's confessionals and that wiping of the eye for the grandmother really got me. I'm like, I was so shook by that. I was like, no way did he just do that. We're past that. You're fucking someone else. And she's sitting at the table. You don't need to wipe your fake tear.
And like, what is Raquel thinking about all of this at the same time?
I don't know.
What is Raquel thinking? Like, oh, he's saying he's breaking up with her, but now he's crying about her grandmother? Like, what's going through her brain?
The cry was so fake. I can't imagine that she thought he was crying.
Yeah.
I hate that he did it. I just am like, don't do that.
I'm going to go back and watch it like 3 times over.
Please do. It was like really cringe.
I feel like my most cringe moment is Ariana saying, I ride or die, and you make me look like an idiot.
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah. It was sad to see.
It was rough.
Yeah. Separately, if you had to pick, as me and you are both pop culture fanatics, the one you followed this week on IG that you wouldn't want anyone else to know about?
Follow or just like search?
Ooh. Because
sometimes I won't follow them. I'll just like, I don't want to like, you know, go all in. I won't follow, but I'll just kind of like
lurk. Who are you lurking on?
I guess this wasn't really on Instagram, but I did do a lot of, I tried to do a deep dive on Call Her Daddy's like fiance. Kind of dark.
Go ahead.
I wanted to know more about Sexy Zoo Man.
I went on a full deep dive on her last week after her engagement. See how she got a $60 million contract with Spotify because maybe we're next.
Yeah, put it out there. Manifesting the shit out of that. I was like, after I was like 3 web browsers in, I was like, we gotta call this. There's not a lot on the internet about him.
Okay. I can't believe you were 3 web browsers in.
Except he did produce To All the Boys We Loved Before. Shout out. That's a great movie. Have you seen that?
Of course I've seen it, but I'm not supposed to, like, I would never tell anyone that out loud.
Oh my God, I liked it.
Nothing like a team drama to get our gears going.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, I guess, do I have to, honestly, I did lurk on Tom Sandoval in The Most Extras.
Oh, really?
I had to see.
Oh, you're giving them traffic.
I know.
Your analytics are going to be, they're probably peaking. Oh, well, as long as they're not selling tickets.
Exactly. I lurked. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else good I lurked on. Do you know there's a rumor going around that Tom Sandoval cheated on Ariana with Gabrielle from the first Winter House? I had to go back and see who that was. So I lurked there too.
Whoa, where'd you?
It's been on a lot of the Bravo blogs.
Apparently Katie and Schwartz hooked up, like, different Katie from Below Deck Winter House, which I was kind of bummed about because I really like her.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna get his, you know, he's gonna get it where he can at this point.
Also, just as a PSA, stop hating on Satchel. She's getting it.
Are you serious?
I don't like all the hate. Everyone's coming for his looks and stuff. I'm like, this kid is just trying to live and give her some good D, and now he's getting like all these people coming for his appearance, and I just don't think it's nice.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's nice.
Okay, nice, but true. What is it? Is it true? Could we not see? Do we not picture Katie with a more?
It's not about that. Like, I don't. This is like definitely not her forever. This is like, I'm single. I'm getting some young D and whatever.
I think it's like, okay, you know what? This is where I probably will put my foot in my mouth. So I say get the young D, but make the young D worth it in the looks department. Again, I'm sure there's a lot.
But sometimes when they're hot, they're not great in bed. They're so full of themselves. Like, I bet he is catering to her every need.
I mean, you could see that on the episode.
You think a hot LA guy is going to do that for her right now?
No, but is that what people are working with in LA?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, this has been great. we're going to have a few busy weeks coming up. I think we're going to figure out how to get the hang of this whole podcasting thing. So join us next week as we recap almost the preseason finale.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Of Vanderpump Rules.
God, I hate watching this by myself 3 hours behind.
Yep. It's the fate that we
so need. Brutal.
Yeah. I guess thanks for bonding with us.
Yes.
Should we do that?
Yeah. Thank you for bonding with us.
Thanks for bonding with us. Until next time, this has been Bonded by Bravo with Amy and Jenna.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.